and welcome, everyone, to the UWealth Revolution. I'm your host, Darius Barazande, and you know, we are committed really to creating a global revolution. And I want to say something really special, because today's call, you know, is during the week of Thanksgiving, and I want to let everybody know not only how thankful I am for all of you being on the series and taking part in what we're doing at the UWealth Revolution. I do need to say I am so thankful to have each of you here connecting to you and just being a part of your life. We've shared so much. And I also want to say, you know, it's a time when no matter what's going on in our life, we should be thankful for everything that we have. You know, if you're listening to this call, it means that you're still on this earth. You're still above ground, as they say. And no matter what happens, you know, you still have the ability to change your life. And we can never lose sight of how amazing that is. Now, I've had moments when I thought my life was over. I remember 2 years ago getting news that my marriage was going to be ending, and it wasn't my choice. And I remember literally feeling like I just wanted a giant hole in the earth to open up and swallow me. And I thought there's no way in the world that I could continue onward. And here we are 2 years later, and here I am with a new special person in my life, and more love and more possibility and more amazement, and living in a place that I absolutely love. And I know what it's like, no matter what you're going through, to feel like there's no hope. But I gotta tell you, as long as you're still breathing, as long as you're here listening, as long as you're here giving and believing, you have every possibility to change everything in your life. And that's why this call about what we're going to cover with David is so powerful, because our health is something we take for granted. You know, I could never go in and do this series if I didn't have the best health that I could. You know, and even some of you right now, if you feel like your health isn't exactly where it needs to be, it can get there. There are things that can help you, I believe, at least get a little better, at least get to where you need to be. So I want to just put that out there, this being the week of Thanksgiving, that we all should be thankful that we're still around. And I want to let you know also what we're going to be doing is we're going to be opening up our most requested calls all during the week of Thanksgiving. So tonight's Tuesday, we're going to have Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. You are going to have access to all of the calls. And, you know, we are committed really to creating a global revolution in your wealth, your passion, your purpose, and really everything that you're here to do. That's what the UWealth movement is about. It's about people just like you all over the planet, and we've got people listening in from all parts of the world, creating the UWealth in their life. And I've got to tell you that this call has already gotten a lot of people excited. We know people are so much waiting for this amazing call with our amazing guest, and our guest is Mr. David Wolf, and I'm very excited to have him. Some of you have heard about David. He's become quite legendary in the circles of healing and health and vitality and superfoods. And I want to tell you a little bit about him, because if you understand what he's doing, it's going to be one of the key components to creating the UWealth in your life, which is that switch in your life that changes everything with regards to your body and your health. And David is an amazing guest with a master's degree in nutrition, a background in science and mechanical engineering. With all of that, David Wolf is also considered one of the world's top authorities on natural health, beauty, nutrition, herbalism, longevity, chocolate, and organic superfoods. He's leading the field with his vision. He's one of the pioneers of creating that mission of education for people who really want to take their health into their own hands and their life to the next level. And this is something David has had an immense passion for. We've talked a lot about passion on these amazing coaching calls, because he's dedicated his life for over 15 years to not only teaching you, but mastering and developing the intricacies of the body's inner workings through delicate chemistry and even the hardcore mechanics of the human body, and how the human body right now, your body, my body, is being affected by modern day stressors that we're going to learn about from David, the problems right now that we're having with today's fast-paced, overworked, unbalanced, over-processed lifestyle, which is a killer to our health, our wellness, even our beauty, And in addition, Dave is not just somebody that's, you know, sitting there creating and teaching. He's out there sharing his message with the world. He has one of the busiest schedules of anybody I've ever seen. I mean, he started the standard and sets the precedent in highest level quality for clean, organic, and fair trade superfoods. David privately consults with high-end and amazing individuals all over the planet. He inspires people, and I've heard David speak, I've met David in person, to take their life into the extraordinary, not just the ordinary. And part of You Wealth, part of what we're doing here, is to give you those unconventional, those uncommon bits of wisdom that take you into something David calls that peak state of flow, because you'll be very amazed to realize how one simple tweak can make an immense improvement in your life and the quality of your life. David has fans all over the planet, including some well-known celebrities such as Woody Harrelson, Bryce Dallas Howard, John Assaraf, the great Anthony Robbins, the great Steve Jobs. They're all great. David, you're great. Angela Bassett and many others. He's a highly sought-after health and personal success speaker. He's given over 1,700 live lectures in the past 15 years, and he continues to share the stage with some of the biggest names our planet has ever seen. So it's an honor to have him here. I'm gonna finish up here to let you know that David continues to share his message with people all over the world, but he's gonna bring some very special things to the You Wealth Revolution, things that he hasn't shared yet, and he does share quite a bit with the Huffington Post, and he's also been interviewed many different mainstream media circles, including Forbes, The Today Show, Prevention Health, Self, USA Today, The LA Times, Men's Journal, Men's Health, Anderson Cooper 360, MTV, CBS, ABC, and so many other places. David, I know that was a long introduction. You've done an immense deal of travel and contribution, my friend. Thank you so much for being here.
Right on. Thank you. This is great.
Yeah.
Very excited to talk to you guys today.
I'm very excited to have you. And one of the things that we're going to be talking about specifically for the You Wealth audience, and specifically why we wanted to have you on, is because we're going to be talking today about forbidden health secrets that no one is telling you. And I know you're a person that can bring a lot of illumination to some key practices and things that maybe a lot of people have not heard about, but yet it's these things that bring the greatest shift in their life and in their energy and vitality and health.
Well, there's a number of areas where we could go into in light of that topic. And, you know, one of the areas that's really important is the area of herbalism and simplifying herbalism to a point where anybody can do it and it totally makes sense to everybody. And that's a very important teaching that's coming to light right now. Because what we're finding out is we don't need herb number 1000 or herb number 408 or herb number 50. But it'd be pretty amazing if we got herbs number 1 through 10, the most powerful 10 herbs in the world, and what they can do for us is pretty darn ridiculous. We call those tonic herbs. It's not like echinacea or garlic where you can take them a little while and then you have to lay off. These are foods that are foods. They're herbs that can be taken all the time. And those are foods and substances like reishi mushroom and the great Chinese herb astragalus and the great herbs from the Amazon, Pau d'Arco or Lapacho, the anti-cancer, antiviral Lapacho, and then also cat's claw. So there's a big misinformation out there about herbalism in general, and that it's complicated and that you need to know about 50 herbs, you know, combine them in certain ways and all that nonsense. Really what we got to do is get back to basics and what's simple, get the most powerful herbs in our body that exist in the world and experience the benefits that we can get from them.
That's amazing. And so much of these basics, they just are not basic or common knowledge. And I want to set the stage for people because, you know, you're one of the few people that's come on our series to really talk about this area, yet it's so important. That's why we sought out you as being one of the best and one of the most renowned experts in this area. And I want to talk about, first of all, to set the stage for people, you know, what is happening in our food supply, in our world, in our atmosphere, in the air that we're breathing, the water we're drinking, the foods we're consuming. What is going on and why should the average listener be concerned about all of that?
Well, there's so much going on right now in terms of, you know, every possible outcome of toxicology, every possible situation of cancer, and there's so many things happening in our world right now that we've got to get back to what's simple and what's basic and what's useful immediately. And that's pretty much applies to everybody. Now, what's amazing is in our internet reality is we have access to anything right away, like this moment, today. If you want it, you got it. And that we have got to thank and be in total gratitude to the people who've delivered to us the great freedoms that we still do enjoy. Many freedoms have been taken away from us. Many freedoms due to the internet are actually becoming available to us again. And I do want to emphasize that point. But we've got to actually act as our own doctor and our own nutritionist. And instead of saying, I don't know what to do, we need to say, I do know what to do. I can do this, and I can make it happen right now.
Would you say that the situation with our food supply on average in our air and the water, is it getting better for the average person in terms of the quality of what they're consuming and the micro and macronutrients that they're consuming? Or is it for the average person who's not informed, who doesn't have the information, is it getting sadly worse?
Well, it's getting worse just because of the nature of the systems that we have in place. So from a toxicology standpoint, I remember I did an event in Long Island, and then a woman came in, and you know, I did half the event, and she went home, and then she came back after the break, and she had listened to my advice, and I said, go down your basement and clack the pipes with a wrench, and then just turn your faucet on. So she did that. She brought back the water that came out of her faucet, and the amount of soot and debris and calcification and iron that was in the pipes was unbelievable. So from the aging systems that are in place, generally our exposure to this toxic stuff is actually getting worse. If we get, for example, if we get our act together, we get completely focused on getting pure water into our house, getting new pipes into our house, getting a new house, developing a new water system for our house, whatever it looks like, then we can save ourselves a lot of trouble. And the same could be said, you know, from water to food to herbalism to, our exercise and lifestyle situation. For example, we don't want to be jogging in the mushroom cloud of the local LA traffic where I'm at right now. We want to go jog on the top of a hill or far away from that pollution. We have to upgrade and get and help to remove that toxicosis that's inundating us all, or else by doing nothing we're going to end up being exposed worse and worse as time goes on.
And I think that's a really good point, that there are these practices that people know they need to do, but they sometimes don't know what to do, or maybe they try something that they think is healthy, going out and jogging and exercising, but because they don't understand the full process of what they're doing and the intricacies, they may wind up not getting the results they want. Now, what have been some of the effects that you're seeing on people? Let's take this now internally to what people could be seeing in their life, be it sluggish energy, be it, you know, the inability to concentrate, or whatever you're seeing that your folks, as they come into your sphere, what are they reporting is happening in their life, and then what are some of the changes that they can experience?
Well, I was just downstairs with my friend Nick Stern, and he's been coaching a guy along who's just lost 100 pounds. And this guy has actually, now Nick is a fitness guy, he's a trainer, he's an amazing bodybuilder. He's literally about to go to his 40-year high school reunion.
Wow.
40-year. So he actually has tripled this guy's strength since he's had him on this system, you know, basically cleansing, get out all the garbage, get out all the conventional garbage foods, get in the really good high-quality water, start taking the really powerful herbs and supplements, you know, start eating things that are actually organic. And so imagine that, losing 100 pounds and tripling your strength in the gym. That's pretty profound. But there's a whole lot of other subtle things. The main thing is when people start eating raw foods, for example, they start feeling a direct connection to everything that lives. And that happened to me. And that helps us to get over a very deep spiritual, I'd say it's a quandary that we face in our culture where we are afraid of death. And when you get connected to everything that's living by eating things that are actually living, what happens is you become part of all that is. Everything that lives and everything that breathes on this earth is not in fear of death. Your dog isn't sitting there all day long fearing death. They're in that rhythm of life, and it helps us to get back into that rhythm of life. So some of these existential things, things that are more metaphysical, that do affect our behavior and do affect our life begin to go away. So you start to get into more into living, and you forget about dying. You also get into a realization of how much hope there is out there, which is pretty darn astonishing. I just did a whole presentation this morning on cancer, and I presented everything that's out there right now in the current world that I know of in terms of alternative cancer over a period of an hour and a half, and that room was just like floored. They're just like, what do you mean? I never heard of any of this. I mean, I hadn't heard of any of it personally until like really the last year. I spent the last year really digging in on cancer, and what's come up for me is just, I cannot even believe what's out there. So there's tons and tons of hope. And what does that do to you subconsciously when that right. suddenly shows up in your life?
I agree, absolutely. Yes. And I think when people realize that there are these possibilities, you know, your scope and the belief of what you can do in your life suddenly shifts immensely. And have you found that people, when they follow some of these simple things to do and make some of these profound shifts, that they have more concentration or happiness? Obviously, energy seems to be one that a lot of people are complaining about and need. Is it possible to rewire some of that, or is our happiness, our level of connection, contentment pre-wired? You know, Dad was an unhappy person, and I'm just going to live unhappy forever too. It's in our bloodline. Is that true, or is there something to be said about what we're putting in and how it's affecting our reality?
Well, I think that definitely is not true. I mean, we do hear all this stuff about, well, cancer, it's genetic, and, you know, that's why we have so much cancer. It's like, well, we didn't have all this cancer 100 years ago, so it's definitely not genetic. A lot of the cancer that we have today, in fact, it's in about 97%, is caused by the toxicology of the world that we live in, the 75,000 different industrial chemicals that we've created that are now in our bodies, in our atmosphere, in our ecosystems. And the same can be said, and a similar analogy exists for this whole thing about, are we pre-wired to be depressed? Are we pre-wired to be hopeless? Are we pre-wired to, you know, believe that there's no hope or nothing can happen for us? And the answer is no. That's a choice that we make. It's a choice we make based on the way we were brought up, based on the programming that we were provided through the media that we were exposed to, and the teachers and family and friends and parents that we had. And we can rewire that at any time. When you are healthy, and the healthier that you get, the easier it is to rewire yourself, because you have more energy available, and it's much more difficult to stay in low energy emotions and low energy states of consciousness. You know, a lot of times people don't do well because they don't feel well. As soon as you feel well, you start doing well, your performance increases, your confidence increases, and it just, it's like adds and adds and adds. Next thing you start getting into the realms of infinite possibility of where you can go with your life. And, you know, I've been just as deep into troubles with business, with finances, or whatever as anybody else in our world has been. But I definitely feel like I have a very strong advantage in that I do believe in the infinite possibilities, and the way I nourish myself and my lifestyle actually adds a lot of hope to those infinite possibilities and a lot of energy to it, so that I can maintain those states of consciousness.
Well, I'm very excited about that, and I'm very glad that you mentioned that, because part of what we're doing on the You Wealth Revolution is awakening people to this immense power, this untapped and unlimited power that's inside of us all, that I honestly believe, David, that is literally waiting for us to tap hold of it. And there are people in our group of elite teachers that have tapped into that. You're one of those. And so it's immensely important. And I was going to ask you for some really shocking information that I think would kind of set people back. And you kind of gave me some of that by letting me know that we are not hardwired, that the more that we fail to take care of ourselves and detoxify and clean out, the more likely it is that we do get wired into these behaviors and into these things that we don't want. Is there anything else that you found in your studies that I think would really open people's eyes to some of the possibilities that we have in front of us and some of the scary realities that we're facing.
Well, I do want to say that what you're saying is really true, that we're wiring ourselves into a corner kind of with
yes.
the, you know, the kind of the toxic lifestyle, and we accumulate a lot of the debris of all this food that we're eating, the toxins in the atmosphere, and it helps, it makes it more difficult for us to move. It makes it more difficult for us to break the pattern and get out. At the same time as that's happening, it's become easier now than ever before to actually break out of the old molds. There's vast amounts of opportunity out there. There's huge innovations in cleansing that have come down the pipeline. Like, I'm here, I did a whole presentation on a product called Protocell. You know, Protocell was designed over 70 years. This guy, a chemist, spent 70 years working on the side. He literally was a chemist and became a lawyer, and then at night he would come home and he'd do experiments on mice, and he did that for 70 years, perfecting a strategy for fighting cancer that nobody had ever thought of, which is cancer cells are very primitive cells, and they can be pushed into such primitive cells by disturbing their respiration that your body yeah. actually cleans them up, can actually remove them from the system. And that product, Protocell, I had never heard of it. Just this year I became aware of this product. I've been in this business for 17 years as a professional, never heard of this product. This is knocking out 50% or more of cancers, and it's a totally simple, non-toxic product anybody can take. There's no LD50 on it, meaning that you cannot toxify mice with it no matter how much you give them. Even if you inject them to the point where they're going to explode, still, it will. They show no toxic side reactions to this stuff, and it is a very powerful anti-cancer, antiviral substance. So, if we believe there was no way, or I don't have the discipline to do whatever. Anybody has the discipline to take a spoonful of something that tastes actually pretty good with water 4 to 5 or 6 times a day. And so, it's becoming easier and easier and easier for us to be well if we really pay attention, and we can break up those old molds and old habits just by acting along even a couple simple things that are out there now, whatever fits your personal lifestyle.
I think that's a really profound thing that you said, is that they are very simple things that we can do, sometimes additional things that we can add into our diet and into our regimen that help our body do what it's been designed to do, but that's been shut off. And part of what we've been doing with this series is to really turn people on and let them reclaim the parts of them that's been shut off because of either lack of information or because they haven't had the knowledge or known what to do or how to do it. And I want to ask you, you know, what are some of the things that you've seen happen to people who have gone down this path and taken advantage of some of these powerful tools that really, maybe frankly, I'll put you on the spot, that even surprised you quite a bit?
I've seen it all. I mean, I've seen every single thing you could possibly imagine. I've seen people on the brink of death, you know, probably hours away from death, come all the way back from that, and years later have a child. You know, that level of extreme turnaround. And every kind of disease, from very serious MS. I was just with a friend of mine. He's an amazing chemist. He's one of my favorite scientists in the world. And we work on a product together called Ormus Gold. And he was helping a friend of his to recover from it's when you have tremors, but it's also an MS condition. It's a very debilitating condition. 6 years living in his sister's basement. This guy was able to get out of there and literally buy a motorcycle and just drive off. Like, he couldn't even function. He literally was able to get on a motorcycle, buy a motorcycle, and just drive off and just start his life over. That was just the other day. I mean, I don't know how much more serious it can get than that, but that's pretty full on. And also the idea of being hopeless, depressed, there's no chance. Those types of morbid thoughts or ideas, also I've seen those completely turned around into total prosperity. Somebody gets out of their situation where they were, next thing they know they realize, well, I could be living in Hawaii and really absorb in the paradise and change my state of consciousness. Now, all of this is possible through all the tools. And not, you don't have to use all the tools, but all the tools make it possible, from right thinking, positive thinking, to raw foods, to superfoods, super herbs, internal cleansing, shifting away from the toxic ideas and lifestyles of civilization and moving towards what's natural and what nature provides. Another big, big change that's going on right now, and one of the biggest areas where I'm seeing the huge results is people getting off of tap water, even if it's filtered or purified water, even if they have the best purifiers in the world, and going to spring water and actually finding their local springs and drinking fresh spring water and then reporting back what's going on for them with that. And I'm thinking of my friend Mo up in Toronto, Canada. What an incredible change has come over his life. He was completely toxic, mentally, physically, emotionally, and spiritually. And the biggest thing for him has been spring water and what it's done for him to actually get real living water out of the earth, the way that the earth produces and purifies it, which for those of us who've never heard that before, is a very, very powerful tool of consciousness. I think it's the most powerful, actually.
Fascinating. I believe that. I believe that, you know, our body and mind are completely linked. And so many people, perhaps, you know, many of the people we know getting emails from people on these calls, that they've been trying to work in the realm and the sphere of the mind, but seeing that there are some results, but then not working in the sphere of the body and cleansing that body. And I know there are a lot of people, you know, in any segment of the population, in any segment, even in the group that we're dealing with right now and the participants here, that are having issues with toxicity and issues with their internal systems. What are some of the signs? What are some of the things that, if I came to you and said, hey, David, I'm feeling this, what are some of those things, maybe three or four, that you would say, look, Darius, it could be that you may need to adjust in some areas?
What are the areas that I would recommend adjusting? Like where would I work first?
Well, no, I'm sorry if I wasn't clear. What are some of the signs that if I came to you and said, hey, David, I'm feeling this, you might say, you know, you may have some toxicity here?
Well, there's so much. I can tell just because I've been in this so long. There's a whole science of physiognomy, which is you can just look at somebody and you can determine, okay, adrenal exhaustion, you can see, you know, by that way their skin is, their skin tone is, how much nourishment's getting to the skin. You know, the skin is the last area to get nutrition in your body. So if there's any nutritional deficit going on, you'll see it show up in the skin. So I usually pick up on that stuff just by looking at somebody, or you can tell by their breath, you know, what's going on. Generally, it's all over the board, though. I mean, every single one of us, we survived a nutritional holocaust. I mean, we ate things, we literally ate chemicals. I mean, it went all the way to the most extreme toxicity ever. And we all can use some cleansing. We can all definitely use some thinning down of our diet so that we're not eating so much on a given day and just literally fasting more. And I will tell you one thing about fasting. You will learn more about yourself by fasting than you will by any supplement, any diet, any drug, any anything. Just not eating is more important and more valuable than eating.
Interesting. So if you could come up with three or four symptoms that may be evidence of something being not right, what would they be?
Bad breath is a symptom of an internal level of toxicity. And bad breath, by the way, if you're in sales, that's what we say, is bad breath is a mortal sin in sales. Mm-hmm. You never want to have bad breath. Always scrape your tongue. Bad breath is an indication of poor bacteria in the gut. Probiotic bacteria or friendly bacteria are very, very important. Another area is thinning hair. And, you know, there's a number of things happening with thinning hair and loss of the vitality of the hair, the lack of protein. And when I say that, I'm not talking about bologna. I mean, there ain't no useful protein in bologna. Now that we have superfoods on the table, bee pollen, spirulina, blue-green algae, hemp seed protein, this is real bioavailable, 100% active protein that can change the quality of your hair. Another thing that happens with hair is the rise of male pattern baldness and what's happening with that. That's a big area that's growing. And this is indicating that we're aging too rapidly, and we're, you know, that's why we lose our hair too quickly or go gray too quickly. This can be halted, slowed down, or even reversed by the appropriate lifestyle and definitely by appropriate nutrition. And one of the things about nutrition is that we want to actually get our tissue to be younger, and the only way to really do that, to make it less susceptible to DHT, and this is what's been shown with follicle research, if it's less susceptible to DHT, then you don't have the baldness happening. The way you do that, you have to get actually from a very molecular perspective, you need more hydrogen in your system. The only real way we can do that is fresh spring water and fresh food, which has the natural hydrogen in it. Once we start cooking things, rearranging, processing, drying, we lose that hydrogen, which gives us youth. You can always apply some of these foods, by the way, directly to the skin. Like I was just talking with a woman downstairs who's an aloe vera specialist. You can literally take fresh aloe vera gel, put it right on your skin, and watch your skin get younger right before your eyes. So that's another area that I look into. Another one is the poor eyesight and foggy mind and brain. This is another big symptom that's going on out there. Poor eyesight is affecting, I don't even know what the percentage is now, but it seems to be growing from the time when I was a kid, you know, to right now. How many people are wearing glasses, can't really see, have just generally poor eyesight. And the brain. Number one thing, by the way, for eyes and a big nutrient for the brain is the pigments in berries. And when I say berries, I'm not talking going to the store and getting a little pint of berries. I'm talking about a pound or 2 pounds or 3 pounds of berries a day as your meal for the day. I mean, that's how we lived in the past. That's how a bear eats. That's how our Native American friends lived on this earth, you know, for all those years. They would eat that much in a day, and that's what I'd love for us to explore, because you'll see and feel that your eyesight and your eyesight improves and your brain fog lifts. What a great feeling.
Amazing. I've got to say, David, I mean, I was looking at some older pictures in the 30s, and I noticed, you know, there was a scene where a bunch of men were actually looking at something. I forgot what it was in St. Louis or something like that. And I was looking at it, and I said, man, all these guys had pretty good hair. You know, you look, and not only were they, of course, much thinner than people today, but you look and, you know, go to Walmart, nothing against Walmart, or go anywhere, you know, and you're going to see a very different looking population, and it's only getting more severe unless we work to turn this around. And so it's true. You only need to look back, you know, even just into the 60s backwards to see what was the body composition of people, what did they look like, you know, very different. We have a lot of women that are taking part in the U Wealth Revolution, and I know we talked about a few male issues. What are some of the things that women are experiencing right now in terms of challenges? And then what are some of the results that you're seeing from women who make that shift?
Well, one of the things that's happening for women and men, but women feel it more, they're more in tune with it, is estrogen dominance. And it's in particular, it's now been narrowed down to two different types of estrogen. So we always hear about estrogen, but we don't really realize there's actually three different types of estrogens. Estrone, estradiol, and estriol. And what we're finding out is that women generally today are they're too high in estrogens and too low in progesterone. And if estrogen is high and it's unopposed by progesterone, because progesterone keeps estrogen in balance, all kinds of problems can come up, from just general feelings of malaise, weight gain, inability to you know, get active and get out there and get moving. By the way, women with low progesterone have a 540% higher rate of breast cancer than women that naturally have high progesterone. And there's a number of things that can be done. Number one thing I really recommend is we got to get off this plastic business. Plastic water. I mean, people come to me and they say, you don't drink water in a plastic bottle. It's like, well, absolutely not. No way. That is absolutely crazy. People go, what do you mean? What do you mean it's crazy? It's like, look, if you open that water and you drink it and you taste any plastic whatsoever, you are drinking estrogen. That's literally what's going on. Now, if you drink estrogen in a woman, you have to have progesterone to oppose it. If you're taking in unopposed estrogen, that is an absolute recipe for disaster in our world today. there's different ways to revivify and start up your estrogen or your progesterone metabolism. One of those ways is to take in coconut products, which can be broken down into pregnenolone. Pregnenolone can then be broken into progesterone. Progesterone creams sometimes are needed in order to kickstart the progesterone metabolism, and that's how you use them. Use them to kickstart. You don't use it regularly. You just use it for a while, and then later you would let it go and go back to food to get what you need. We need actually saturated fat and fats. Generally, coconut is a very good product, but also raw butter. You know, our ancestors ate raw butter big time. It was a big part of what their diet was. You know, the pilgrims came to America. Their main thing was to produce enough butter to make it through the winter. That was their whole thing. You know, if you read up on the pilgrims, you know, what is this about butter? Well, butter is a fat. It's calories. It's something you can actually survive on, but it's also the precursors to your hormones. And yes, if we're on cholesterol-lowering drugs, this can also be a huge tragedy, because cholesterol-lowering drugs screw up our progesterone metabolism and our hormone metabolism in general. And we can just go on like this. So we've got to get that progesterone metabolism back started up again.
Yeah, it's absolutely astounding. First of all, I've got to say the wealth of knowledge that you have, but even some of these things that are relatively simple shifts that once you have a way that you can implement this in your life, you can take, you know, some of these areas and begin to take systematic changes that I've got the feeling, I know with some things I've done, don't yield a 1%, 2% difference in how you feel and live, but can yield 100% or more difference in some people in everything that they experience and feel in their life. And that's I think is so profound. Go ahead.
I was doing an event with Dan Tallman. This is a few months ago with T. Harv Eker and his Peak Potentials organization down here in Orange County.
Yes.
And his whole story began when he just started taking omega-3 fatty acids. He was totally out of balance, didn't have a clear mind. He was riddled with skin trouble, and nobody had ever told him that, hey, you have an omega-3 fatty acid deficiency. I mean, this is doctors don't tell you this usually. And just that one change, just adding in omega-3 fatty acids in the oil form, so radically changed him that he became a health evangelist because of just the effect of that one thing on his health.
Unbelievable. I agree. Well, you know, what we're learning now, what we're seeing in all of our world is that so much is connected. I mean, the idea that, you know, we can do one thing to one part of our ecosystem or one thing to one part of our community or our economic system or our planet or even our body and not experience that same type of systematic degradation of the entire community of where we live, both internal and external, is truly being revealed as a fallacy. It's just everything is affecting everything else. I know we've got maybe another 20 minutes. I know you've got some other amazing things that you want to share and a very special thing that you did recently that will blow people's minds, because so many people are asking, you know, how do I get all this information in one place? I mean, where do I get recipes? Where do I get things that I can take action on right now? And David's going to be sharing some stuff that actually, from what you've told me, is something very special. But I want to ask you this question, and then we'll lead into that, which is, why is it that all of this is not our common knowledge? Why is it that if these things have proven to change the quality of life, proven to reduce our healthcare expenses, proven to reduce the illnesses of suffering for people in this planet, why is the news media, why is it that doctors, why are people not out there being as strong of an evangelist to make sure that we change our lives and the future of our planet like you are? I mean, what's going on here?
Well, the answer to your question is taking us head on into the crux of the issues that we face in our world, and that is that we don't live in a free world. That was all an illusion. It's actually a very cleverly disguised illusion. And we live in a world that has very strong special interests that want their agendas put forth. And there's a lot of greed in the world, there's a lot of misinformation in the world, and there's a lot that's being done both unconsciously and also deliberately to mislead us. And this is definitely the truth when it comes to the cancer world. You know, when you're talking about alternative theories to cancer and the, you know, the power of the FDA to shut down alternative cancer therapies for people and what's going on with the pharmaceutical industries, and it starts bringing us really neck deep into the crisis that we face worldwide. And if you ask me, like, how do we get to this place? How can these special interests have so much power? How can they don't allow these innovations to come through? For example, like, Who Killed the Electric Car? If you saw that film, if you look at, you know, how the automobile industry has evolved over the last 100 years, every 10 years or so, there's somebody who comes along and figures out how to take the hydrocarbons in water and convert it into gasoline, so you could run your car on water. They systematically are taken out. You start to realize that we've been taking out and killing, maiming, shutting up, throwing in jail our best and brightest. And this is no surprise. I mean, look what happened to Galileo. Look what happened to Copernicus. You know, it's always been how things have gone on. And we've been misinformed about the nature of disease, of health, and our world. And as time goes on, due to the internet and programs like what you're doing, gradually we start to step out of that misinformation matrix and start getting into the truth. And eventually the truth will out. There's no way to stop it. It's going to come out. But unfortunately, we've had to suffer to get to that place. And really, what actually is the cause of that suffering at each individual level is judgment and denial.
Yeah.
Judgment, like, I know they don't know. No, that's BS. That can't be true. I don't care what that study said. It doesn't matter. We're just going to pretend like it doesn't exist. There must have been a mistake in that study. That can't be right. That doctor's crazy. He's a quack. You know, it's judgment and denial, which is actually a form of arrogance that's really getting us into the trouble. And that's why we are in a lot of trouble with this whole doctor business, because doctors have to study so long to finally get their license and get practicing just so they can make their money back that they've invested, that they're caught between a rock and a hard place in most cases.
Absolutely. And they're, you know, and nothing against doctors, but they're also indoctrinated into a way of thinking and heavily invested in that way of thinking. And it's very hard for them to change that way of thinking because their focal point for so many years, decades, has been one way of thinking. And what you said about the best and the brightest among us is I believe that there is another possible outcome to the future of this planet, that information's been there. It's been suppressed. I mean, look what happened with Nikola Tesla. Look what happened with so many greats. And what's really awakening now, and what the U-Wealth awakening is about people finally saying, we've had enough. We've seen the economies shift. We've seen our health shift. We've seen people not getting healthier, not having a better life, even though there have been so many technologies and promises that a better life is coming, and people now waking up and, you know, peacefully, but in their own heart, clenching their fist and saying, I am going to take control of my life, and I'm going to make this world a better place, not only for myself and other people. And that is what this movement is about. And that is, I've got to say, David, thank you for what you're doing. Because while we're doing this, you've been playing a very huge part in putting yourself on the line to change lives and change people. So thank you. But we're left with the same problem, David, and that is there's so much information out there. There's so much to learn. And very few people have the knowledge and breadth of knowledge to bring it all together with experts and people that have specialized knowledge. But you've done something like that. And I wondered if you could tell people about your 2010 Longevity Now 5-part breakthrough system so that we can get a little better idea of how somebody could take this to the next level in their life.
Well, thank you for that. There's an amazing breakthrough that has occurred in the field of medicine and just in health and longevity. And what the discovery is that the formation of bad calcium and the accumulation of bad calcium in our body actually has a contributory role to every single type of chronic inflammatory condition known, including nearly all cancers, definitely all atherosclerotic conditions, including heart disease and stroke, rheumatoid arthritis or any arthritis, kidney stones, liver stones, and the list goes on. each one of those conditions actually has a very strong component of the formation of bad calcium as part of its modus operandi. Now, you're probably going, bad calcium, what do you mean? It's like, yep, bad calcium. If you look at, if you start studying psoriasis, for example, you'll find out that it has a huge amount of bad calcium that's showing up in the scaly skin of somebody who's suffering with psoriasis. You'll find out that all calcium, all tumors have calcium barriers built into the tumor itself. You'll find out that atherosclerosis or plaque formation, even on our teeth, in our eye, which is called the cataract, or in our heart, coronary artery, is also has bad calcium involved, and lots of it. And it's like, what does that mean? What is all that about? Well, what we do in the Longevity Now program is actually break it all down so we get a clear understanding of what this stuff is, where it's coming from, and how to get rid of it. And by the way, the reason why I recommend never taking any calcium supplements is not only because T. Colin Campbell, the great nutritional biologist and researcher, recommends that everybody stop taking calcium because the people who have the best calcium in their bones and the lowest levels of disease take in the least calcium in their diet. That's a fact. That's an undisputed fact, by the way. It's not only that reason, but it's because these calcium supplements are actually very part and parcel to the problem that we're facing, which is too much calcium, and it's mostly bad calcium.
Unbelievable. I want to, David, real quick, give everybody the page where they can go and follow along with the wealth of information that's in your Longevity Now program. So I'm going to give people that page. It's www.youwealthrevolution.com/David. And I was wondering if I could give you and talk about some of the breakdown of what's in the program, and then just kind of you chime in and tell us what's significant. Why is it that these things are important, and why they're in there? Can we do that?
Yeah, totally.
Okay. Well, everybody, you can follow along by going to uwealthrevolution.com/David. And David has something very special for the group here. He has the Longevity Now Economy Kit. If you're on a budget, you can see it's listed on that page. And I want to tell you what's in it, everyone. First, he's got the Longevity Now Manual. Now, David, that's a five-part, let me make sure I get this right, a breakthrough immunity protocol with a full-color illustrated edition. Tell me, what is that and why is that valuable?
Well, what we've done is we've taken the five strategic discoveries and put them together in that program. And the reason why it's valuable is because we're all finding out now that it's really going to come down to our immune system. If we're going to beat cancer, it's going to be because of our immune system. If we're going to beat even heart disease and atherosclerosis, which more and more research is piling up indicating that there are all kinds of infections in the coronary artery that we didn't know about. We just thought it was a clog up of plaque, which we heard was actually cholesterol. It's not cholesterol, it's calcium. And not only that, the infections that are there are like chlamydia, herpes, and all their other kinds of infections are actually showing up in the coronary artery of people who die of a heart attack or even of a stroke and other cardiovascular diseases. So we got to get our immune system on top of the problem in order to fight this stuff down and beat it down.
Fascinating. I know you also have a few other things in there. There's some Longevity Now CD series that's a 7-CD audio journey, and we've had not even an hour here, and you've just shared a wealth of information. What are you going to cover on those audio CDs?
Those audio CDs are taking the five-part strategy that's outlined in that full-color book and delineating them for people who are more audio learners. Because I'm more of an audio learner. I love to read, too. I mean, I think I'm an audio learner first, and then I'm a reader second. Some people need to see it, you know. Some people need to hear it, and some people need to read it and feel it. And I'm definitely an audio learner. Now, one thing about those CDs, which is interesting, is I recorded them in three different sessions. One, we did the whole thing, and I thought, you know, it's not good enough. I threw it away. Second one did the whole thing, not good enough, threw it away. The third one, which is the one that's actually in that program of those seven CDs, I actually did in one sitting in 16 hours straight. That's how into this information I am. I actually sat there for 16 hours and broke the whole thing down from beginning to the very end right through there, and we've broken it into pieces for you. So, you know, it's bite-sized chunks. And I think you'll find it really entertaining. I'm an audio learner, as I said, so I grew up with the Wayne Dyers, the Tony Robbins, the Jack Canfields, the Mark Victor Hansons of the world. I listened to all those audio tapes, those success tapes when I was a kid. I love that kind of stuff. And so it's got that angle on it, but it's more health-oriented in its information quality, of course.
Fascinating. You know, we think about the cost of having a major catastrophic life illness or disease or even a lingering health condition. And that cost in terms of medicine, in terms of time away from family, in terms of insurance costs, in terms of all of the tangibles, but yet also the intangibles. You know, what is the cost of not being able to be vital, being plagued with negative beliefs and ideas and feelings of despair? I mean, what is the cost in your life? And if not in your life, to your family, to your community, to just your experience that is your time on this earth, that is probably the most priceless thing you're going to have, at least in this time of awakening, until maybe you go to the other levels of awareness. And this is really, to me, priceless information. I know you have another package. I want to talk a little bit about just a few other things. You can make some quick points. What about you also have some supplemental guides that include calendars, worksheets, and recipes that I know people are going to want so they can take advantage of this. Tell me real quick about those.
Well, when I put this whole program together, the folks who are around me, they said, you got to flesh this out to the nth degree. So there is no question whatsoever about when you take this stuff, how you do it, and you got to simplify it so that it's as easy as brushing your teeth. And that took me 5 years to get to that point where I could get the information together, organize it, and actually then simplify it so that anybody could do it as easily as we brush our teeth in the morning. Now, by the way, one of the amazing things is that we do brush our teeth every morning and every night. If you have the discipline to do that, you have the discipline to do just about darn anything. And I realized that some time ago, and so I thought, okay, I got to make it as easy as brushing teeth. How do I do that? What do I do? How do I make this thing in there? So that's why all those other adjunctive pieces are in there, just to make it easier and easier and easier to understand and then to actually do. So people go, oh, okay, so at lunch I would do this, and then, okay, at my 2 o'clock break I'm going to do this, and then at 5, you know, okay, when I'm getting ready to go to work or go home from work, I'm going to do this, and then, you know, in the evening I'm doing this. So it becomes easy. I've been doing this so long, as that particular protocol that's outlined in the Longevity Now program, it's become second nature for me. It's just kind of how I live at this point, so I don't even think about it. But we want to develop those habits now, because an ounce of prevention is worth, as you know, a pound of cure.
Absolutely. And I know you have a mega program as well, and people can see that at that page, youwealthrevolution.com/David. Tell me what's in the second option, which is the mega kit. And I have a list in front of me of some of the amazing things in there, but tell me briefly kind of what's in there that's different.
I'd have to look at it. Let me go to that website. Revolution.
Well, I've got it here, and I you know, probably the best way to really explain it is just kind of, I'll tell you some of the things that we have been talking about in here. And so, for example, you've got something called the Longevity Experience DVD program.
Oh, okay, yeah. Now I've got you here. Okay, so what we've done is we've taken the presentations that we've done on the subject of super immunity and longevity that were done at two huge conferences done here in Southern California, and we those were both professionally filmed. I mean, really great organization, and very synchronistic, because the woman who actually runs that organization that filmed all our stuff, I had been in communication with on another project, and then she showed up to do the filming. I'm like, wait, that's you. Wait a second. It was very interesting. Anyway, we put together these DVDs. This is really important because I'm an audio learner, then I'm a book learner. Third, then I need to see it on video. Some people, they need to see it on video first, and that's better. They're all different presentations, but they approach the same material in a different way, so we can get it in a different way. And I'm a big believer in saturation, that if we're going to learn something or master something, it's really important to saturate ourselves with it, and then we can grasp it easier when we see it in different formats, video, audio, book.
Absolutely. You know, there's also a few other things here, and let me just read them out. And then the antioxidant revolution, these are integrative solutions for inflammation. You've got some incredible interviews with the esteemed Dr. Joseph Mercola. Actually, I think he's interviewing you as well. There's a booklet with that. There's some, geez, I'm very excited about this part. Frank Giglio's Super Longevity's recipe book. I mean, that, to me, very valuable. There is a book called Earthling, the Most Important Health Discovery Ever. There's that's by Clint Ober. And then free gift worth $162. All of that is included in the mega kit. And David, do you have any comments about that? We've got a few more minutes about some of those things that are in the additional kit that has everything else.
Well, it's a dynamite offer. It really is. I mean, personally, in my lifetime, I've spent over $100,000 on success tapes, peak performance tapes, books, audio sets. I have it all. I mean, I literally had an entire wall of that material. Mm. I gave a lot of it away recently because I literally studied it just excessively. This information that's in these, that's in that mega kit. This information is the cream of the crop. It's the best stuff I've got. It's the best stuff that Dr. Mercola's got. It's the best recipes we've got. It's the most innovative way of using foods, superfoods, how to use superfoods, what the heck a superfood is, herbalism, simplifying herbalism, jumping right to the head of the curve. I have seen kids, 21-year-old kids, go from knowing nothing about nutrition. They see me on YouTube. They get the kit. They go from literally knowing really nothing and just kind of watching my videos on YouTube all the way to being where I'm at in 6 weeks with a kit like this. And seeing that with a lot of, like, even 19-year-old, 20-year-old, 21-year-old, and that gives me a lot of hope for the future, I have to tell you. Because when I was 21, I wasn't thinking about longevity. I was thinking about, you know, where the next beer was coming from.
Well, I want to make that point about kids, and it's really important what you said there, is that, you know, our lives right now, where are they at? Now, what is the life of, for those callers that have kids, where is their life going to be? 5, 10, 20 years. I mean, why not arm your family with some of this information? So the rest of your kid's life, the investment that you could make on this now, could benefit your kids so much farther down the line. And what I love about both of these programs is that it's almost like an encyclopedia, right, David? I mean, you may not necessarily need to know something on degenerative heart disease right now, but if it happens, or someone in your family or one of your friends or your community is touched by that, I'm sure there's going to be some place in there, some practical things that you can do to reverse and help and do your best to make right and heal that situation.
Yeah, absolutely. It's actually priceless information. It is priceless.
I agree.
Because, you know, if you save your dad's life or your mom's life, I mean, what is that worth? You know, what is it worth to have access to? I mean, this is my whole life's work. This is everything I've been doing for the last 20 years. By the way, you mentioned the word encyclopedia. One of the things that we did put into the manual, the book, the full color book, is a complete glossary. So if there's any terms you don't understand, even something simple like antioxidant, like what does that really mean? All of that stuff is in there. And that was an enormous amount of work for me personally to actually put an entire glossary in here just because the languaging, the actual verbiage of all this stuff is, a lot of it's new. You know, when you hear about vitamin D3, you're like, well, is that different from vitamin D1? Or what the heck, why is D3? What does that mean? And so getting clear on a lot of that stuff that's very unclear, I'd say, even in, you know, the alternative health industry, a lot of it's still unclear. I mean, you hear about vitamin D2, and you're like, well, is that different than D3? What does that mean? We want to make it all clear, because I'm right there with you. I want to know exactly, clearly, what somebody's talking about.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, I want to also let everybody know they can go to uwealthrevolution.com/David. You'll see both of the packages there. They're an immense value, immense wealth of information. for everybody. And David, you know, I think we're just about at time. I know you're a very busy man living your life's work and mission and benefiting hundreds of thousands, if not millions, through your work. You know, we're here really to waken people to the greatness that's within them and bring experts like you that discovered things that made a revolutionary shift in their life. And I wondered if you had any final words for the people that may be on this call and may be right now going through some challenges thinking, you know, it worked for David Wolf. It doesn't, it's not going to work for me. What say you to those people?
I want to just point out what we've all experienced over the last 20 years in the computer industry. You know, all of us grew up with those first Macintosh computers and those original IBM PC computers. I mean, I remember back to the days of Atari. One of the things that all of us will agree on now is that as time has gone on, as the technology has innovated, it's become easier to use your computer now than ever before. It's easier to surf the internet. It's easier to sit there and point at an object with that graphical user interface rather than the old days. Remember the old days when you had to type /// and all that mess? I mean, where it was lines of type, now it's pictures, so much easier. Mm-hmm. The same is true in health. That actually, my goal has been to always, as the technology has become more sophisticated, more amazing, but that doesn't mean a darn thing if it ain't easier. It's got to be easier than it's ever been. It's got to be simpler than it's ever been. So you know what to shop for, what to look for, what are the key ingredients, and what is the key overarching strategy. A woman came to me the other day and she said, I want to see your whole book on one page. And I said, here's the page right here. Boom. So the entire longevity kit, the entire mega kit actually can be summarized on one single page, which you could literally photocopy and put on your fridge, for example. But if you want more detail as to why these strategies are together on that page and what's in, you know, the makeup of all that stuff on that page, then you go into detail in this DVDs or the CDs or even the book itself.
Fascinating. You know, so many people have come to me and say, you know, we want simplicity. One of the reasons we're on this is we want to know what are the things that give us the maximum results in our life and the maximum ability for us to really take control and make this huge shift in our life. David, I want to thank you so much for being on this call and sharing what you have. You've really inspired me. I mean, I'm full of energy and full of excitement to learn everything about what you have. For those of you that know this is the kind of thing that would make a huge difference in your life, I know it will. Go to youwealthrevolution.com/David. And David, once again, thank you and continue onward, my friend, with all the amazing things you're doing. I know you're never going to stop until, you know, this planet is reflecting the beauty that you see in your mind, and I can imagine it must be quite an amazing, amazing view.
Right on. Thank you. That's well said. Very poetic. And I appreciate your time and appreciate the time of everybody listening. I wish everybody out there listening the best health ever and look forward to meeting you one day soon.
Absolutely. Thanks, David. Well, and I wanted to say thank you so much again for being a part of this. Now, once again, as I said earlier, be on the lookout for our emails. You are going to get a chance to listen to all of the super calls that are going to be released all during the week of Thanksgiving by going to uwealthrevolution.com/now. You can listen to all of these calls by going to uwealthrevolution.com/now, N-O-W. You'll get to hear Dr. Bradley Nelson. How do you remove the heart wall? He's going to show us some steps. My call with the revelation and the wealth through oneness process, which is unlike anything you've probably ever heard in personal development. I'm the exact opposite, which is why one of the situations that happened when somebody went through my process is they actually went from being homeless to earning multiple streams of income. Dr. Simeon Roger, his call is going to be available. Go to uwealthrevolution.com/now. Ann Taylor's super healing call is going to be there. John Assaraf's amazing call. Larry Crane, his release technique is going to be there. Jim Quick, his mega memory, mega concentration, superhuman mind call. And Carol Look's amazing call where she went through and did so many processes. All of that you're going to get by going to uwealthrevolution.com/now and share that with your family and friends over Thanksgiving. You know, I know that I'm going to be sharing Simeon Rogers' call with my mom. I think there's some huge benefits there through just some of the things that he taught. And I want you to share it with people and watch your friends and family, thank you. And also, I want to say this. We're going to be having a Black Friday sale, so stay tuned. We're going to be doing some huge discounts on many of the programs, so you don't even have to go to the mall. You just need to make one click at You Wealth Revolution to give a gift that'll keep giving for the rest of its life and your family's life, your friend's life. You know, consumer goods and sweaters and shirts and CDs and all those things, those are great. But maybe what your kids need is, or your family needs, or your friends need, is that little bit of inspiration, that little bit of that process that could release them, help them find their destiny, their life path, help them be all that they're here to be. You know, that's a gift that's memorable. That is the real gift of life. And we want you to be able to do that by, you know, by what we're going to do is by offering huge discounts on that. So pay attention on Black Friday, which is the day after Thanksgiving, which is going to be Friday the 26th. We're going to be sending some very valuable super saver coupons out through your email. And pay attention to that. And thank you so much for being a part of the series. And have a wonderful, blessed, and safe Thanksgiving. We're so grateful to you. If you want to take part in what David's doing, which is incredible because our health and our vitality and these superfoods are some things that you absolutely just can't, you can't get this information anywhere else. And it's so much a part of getting us to where we want to be. I mean, our body and our health is the number one vehicle, it's the vehicle to get us where we need to go. And we don't want to get there. I don't want to get to where I want to be financially or emotionally. Find out my body's a wreck. I mean, it just would be useless. So go to youwealthrevolution.com/David, D-A-V-I-D, to get that information and to be a part of that. You know, it is the week of Thanksgiving. It is a time of great thanks and great possibility. And I want to thank you for being a part of my life. You know, 2011 is coming, and part of my goal here was to give you some of the best teachers that have helped me so you can make 2011 the most amazing year of your life. And as we embark wherever you're going to go and I'm going to go for Thanksgiving, I just want to send you my love. And wherever you're at, I don't think there are accidents. I believe everything happens for a reason. Much love and blessing. Happy Thanksgiving to everyone. And we'll see you very, very soon. Much love.